SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, staff at Bankstown Hospital struggling to cope in the wake of the anti-Semitic video scandal. Controversial electoral reforms legislation passes federal parliament. And in sport, the NRL says it will talk with the government of Western Australia again about a new Perth team after the state election. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. The New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association says its members at Bankstown Hospital are struggling to cope in the wake of the anti-Semitic video scandal. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns admits the video, where two now stood down nurses in uniform at the hospital made anti-Semitic remarks, has broken trust in the state's public health system. Both New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park and Jewish leaders have visited the hospital today. O'Bray Smith is the president of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association. She says the remaining staff at the hospital are devastated, and some have been abused over the incident.
Yeah, we understand that the community would show anger. There were lots of tears from our members out there, and a hope that the community will reflect on the care that we've provided and will continue to provide, and see that this is not us, this is not reflective of us as a profession, and, you know, we will continue to care for them and hopefully build from this.
The police investigation into the incident continues. The Greens say the next federal parliament should re-examine the electoral reforms that have just passed the present parliament today. The Labor Party and the Coalition struck a deal to get the legislation through parliament. Under the deal, campaign expenditure is limited to $800,000 per electorate, but registered political parties can access a $90 million fund for general advertising. Independents say this is unfair to them. The major changes to be enforced by the legislation won't come into effect until July 1, 2026. Greens leader Adam Bandt says this means the next parliament will have time to perform what he says is a proper examination of the legislation. He says that's even more important given what many are predicting about the result of the forthcoming federal election.
Look, I do hope that the next parliament decides to have a proper look at it, have a Senate inquiry, work out what's actually best for democracy rather than what is just best for the two major parties. But look, as we've made our position very clear that as we head towards what commentators are saying is going to be a minority parliament, we want to keep Dutton out and tackle the cost of living and climate crisis by getting Labor to act.
The federal government has released $2.2 billion in funding for Victoria's suburban rail loop, but questions remain over how it will be paid for. It is a planned 90-kilometre orbital rail line from Cheltenham in Melbourne's southeast to Werribee in the city's outer west via the airport at Tullamarine. The Victorian government is hoping one-third of the $34 billion cost of the first stage of the project will be funded by so-called value capture. Value capture encompasses taxes, charges and fees collected from increased land value and developments near station precincts. But Ms Allen can't say what year the government will start to get the value capture money, and accordingly, the state opposition says the project should be stopped. However, Ms Allen insists it's still worthwhile.
This is a project that both levels of government consider as a good project, an important project. It's something the Prime Minister has been saying from the very first day he backed this project in May of 2022. And so as we've worked through the processes with the federal government, they've continued to back the project and are making the investment. Now we'll continue to work with them, just as I have with every federal government in office.
A Category 5 cyclone is closing in on the Pilbara coast of Western Australia. Tropical cyclone Zelia is rapidly intensifying, with wind gusts of up to 250 kilometres per hour. It's due to hit the coast west of Port Hedland tomorrow, bringing flash flooding along with the destructive winds. About a dozen schools in the area have been closed, and roads, including the Great Northern Highway in the state's northwest, are set to be closed, with an evacuation centre being set up. A cyclone warning is in place for the area from Bidyadanga to Dampier, about 1,500 kilometres north of Perth, and extending inland to Marble Bar. Australia's largest iron ore port at Port Hedland was shut down yesterday, and BHP has paused non-essential travel to the town, with fly-in, fly-out workers leaving. One person has died and at least 25 others have been injured in a high-speed collision between a train and a truck in Germany. Authorities say the accident happened on the outskirts of the German city of Hamburg when the train rammed the truck, which was on a crossing. The truck driver has been taken in for questioning by police. The train has already been towed away and one track of the railway line reopened. The National Rugby League says it will resume expansion talks with the West Australian government after next month's state election. CEO of the National Rugby League, Andrew Abdo, says he is still confident the league can increase in size to 20 teams from its present 17. The announcement of the Western Bears had been expected last year, but was postponed after the NRL knocked back the business consortium behind the initial proposal. Since then, Papua New Guinea's entrance has been confirmed for the 2028 season, with the NRL leaving the door open for another side to enter the competition in 2027. I'm Sunil Awasti. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.